Over the course of my nearly 40-year career, I feel I've done almost every technical job imaginable. Starting at the bottom and slowly working my way up through roles of progressively greater responsibility. I started off at the beginning of my career as an electronics designer, working on R&D projects. When I moved on to NASA, I started as a product development lead, responsible for leading a team of skilled designers in the conceptualization, design, manufacture, test, and delivery of state-of-the-art spacecraft avionics systems. I later moved up to a systems engineering role, where I led the development and execution of comprehensive tests for advanced NASA spacecraft to ensure that they were ready for launch. I've sat on flight operations consoles, leading the successful launch and in-orbit checkout of NASA missions, and I've been called in late at night to help diagnose and recover from on-orbit spacecraft anomalies. All these experiences ultimately led me to become a mission systems engineer, the highest technical role on a NASA mission. In this senior role, I led the entire mission project technical team through the development and launch of our mission, as well as serving as the engineering technical authority to ensure that everything was executed correctly with no mistakes or missteps. In addition to all this, I've also served on spacecraft review teams and worked at the NASA program level to help other mission development efforts. Along the way, I've mentored aspiring systems engineers, where I passed on my hard-won lessons learned. I've had an amazing career, doing things that I only dreamed of as a youngster who grew up during the Apollo era. My work, and that of the countless other skilled people I've worked alongside, is significant because of what NASA does. We labor diligently to build high-tech and high-reliability spacecraft that will work and not fail. This is much harder than most people think. A faulty spacecraft cannot be brought back for repair if it has problems after launch. It has to work right the first time. On top of this, we have to meet challenging launch dates, often on a limited budget, adding a significant amount of pressure to the endeavor. Missing a launch date not only adds extra cost, but, for some missions, the next launch opportunity may not come for weeks or months, or even longer for planetary missions, because of flight trajectory parameters. All this might sound stressful and intimidating, and it often is, but the exhilaration of seeing your work return valuable science data is indescribable. When I look back over my career, as successful as I was, I could never have accomplished this without the many positive working relationships I developed with others across all positions and technical disciplines. During my career, I've worked alongside and learned from some of the most brilliant and talented people imaginable. Over time and many missions, I've seen what makes projects and their teams successful, and what causes them to struggle and even fail. These types of missions can be extremely high pressure, and place those working on them under a tremendous amount of stress. It's tempting, under these conditions, to resort to autocratic or aggressive tactics with coworkers to try to force things along in order to make much-needed progress. I was certainly tempted at times. However, I discovered that being collaborative and treating others with respect was always the best way to get the job done. I always believe that the way we treat other people matters, and treating people with respect shouldn't be compromised in order to make progress. While I was not always perfect in holding this standard across my long career, I am glad that I maintained my values throughout. That's what this book is about, passing on those hard-won lessons learned that served me so well over my long career, hopefully so that others might benefit from them. Many of these lessons reflect leadership principles taught in other places. Some might consider them common sense principles. What I feel makes them true is that, although they might be simple, they were work and people tested many times in the crucible of the NASA environment. Their power comes from faithfully applying them and seeing them work.